Welcome back to the podcast. This is Off the Air. More banter, less filter, the convos we have when the mics are off. And I'm really glad the mics are off on this one because I couldn't really be honest on how I felt about the topic on the air because it would have just gone down this gigantic rabbit hole and I would have been too savage and people would have got offended. But here we are in the safe space of the podcast. I can't wait.
See, this concerns me that you can only be honest on our podcast.
No, I can be more honest on the podcast.
Okay.
There's a difference.
Earlier today, we talked about the fact that over the weekend, I went to a birthday party, and it was my best friend's birthday, but she introduced me to all of her friends that I've heard about for years. But it was one of the people at the party I got a little disclaimer about. She said, I just want you to know, you're going to see this guy's balls at some point, because every time he drinks, he usually just takes his pants off and hangs out. And it's just a big running joke with that group. It's a tight-knit group of about 7 to 8 people. And sure enough, about 2 hours into it, the pants were off, and it was hanging out. And
the undies were off, too. Like, he's full commando, balls out.
Yeah.
And he has huge balls, apparently.
Yeah.
What did we equate his balls to?
Well, since I saw them and it, his dick, which obviously was not hard because he was, not, thank God, that would have been...
So he had three balls, basically.
Well, I called it a cock hammock because it just looked like that it was resting on these gigantic balls. I can't believe we're talking about this. I hope this podcast doesn't get me fired.
We're fine.
How does he... So can I jump in? Yeah. How do you like just transition from, hey, we're at a karaoke party. Hey, we're drinking. Like, how does he make the move to...
You have no manners. What does it matter?
To remove his pants.
Well, the thing is, when everyone's drinking, it's not awkward. It's just funny. It's just becomes...
It's not funny. It's stupid.
But, like, what does he say? Like, what does he... How does he break the ice for the moment that's about
to happen? He probably just quietly does it, right? There's no announcement.
He was behind the bar, and then he emerged from the bar without pants and walked into the living room area so we could all see him.
Got you.
And then, you know, we all just laughed. And then he never wore them again that night.
See, I have a lot of dumb friends that do a lot of dumb shit, myself included. But, like, that's gross to me. I can't. And I don't need that kind of wild card in my social circle because... Being honest, like, now you can't bring anybody into a party situation. What if one of your friends has a new girlfriend? They want to bring him to the party. Oh, don't mind Bill. He's going to take his pants off. You're going to see his balls.
Yeah, that's a bad first impression.
I'm sorry. I'm going to shit all over your friends. So just go ahead.
This is why I can't. This is the real Marcus. If anyone wants to know what Marcus really thinks, listen to the podcast. Listen to the podcast. You just said he's a shitty person.
You're a grown-ass... No, he's not a shitty person. I just think this is a stupid move. You're a grown-ass man. See, what happened was he probably did this move at a party one time, and everybody thought he was hilarious. And he's chasing the dragon. He's chasing the dragon of attention. And you said it yourself. When one of his buddies, you and one of his buddies, kind of hooked up and started making out and whatever, what did he say?
Oh, he was jealous. He was jealous, yeah.
He said, how come I can't get the girl one time? Well, there was one time back in the 80s, he dropped his pants and showed his balls, and some girl was probably like, wow, you have huge balls.
But see, here's
the thing.
That's
amazing.
This party is it's the same group of people that always hang out. So they're friends of 20 years. They've all known each other. So for me, the newbie, I think you just have to know going in, this is how they get. You know, there's all kinds of levels of, hey, I have a friend who, insert whatever, gets too political, who says racist things, who, in this guy's case, drops trow when he drinks. I'm just saying, like, look, do I think it's a little sad? Kind of. But I'm not here to change him. I laughed. It was fun. It was funny.
I mean, how long? So
if you guys didn't have wives and kids, would you even be as annoyed at this?
I would, because I had a friend back in the 90s, he would do the same thing. And back in the 90s, this was actually a party trick. You look it up on the internet. It was famous people were doing this. They would go to a bar, and then it was like a challenge to drop your pant, like pull your dick out and rub it up against somebody at the bar, nonchalant. So fast forward to New Year's Eve 2000. I'm getting paid to work at a club in Pleasanton, the beach. I don't know if anybody was there back in the day. Holler if you hear me. But my crew and I went. We got liquored up. I got my cash. We left, and we walked back to the Holiday Inn in Pleasanton. And my buddy, somewhere along the walk, whipped his cock out and just started walking with his dick out. Well, Pleasanton PD saw us in the median and rolled up, 5-0, rolled up, threw the lights on, And in that moment, the girl I was dating had the presence of mind to stand in front of my friend with his dick out. He's 6'4", she's 5'2". There's a photo for you. And she saved him from going to prison. But it's like, when you're partying, you don't want to know that one of your friends might get you thrown in jail because they can't keep their dick in their pants.
This is a house party. This isn't somebody's house. Yeah.
But I'm you, so he would never do it in public.
No.
Are you sure?
I'm not sure, but I don't think he would. I really don't.
Yeah, this seems like a drunk party. But my question is, how many years has he been doing this? Isn't there like the rate of diminishing returns?
Yeah, he's jumped the shark with his balls.
Yeah, it was hilarious the first 10 times, but now it's like the 51st. So you're like, well.
Now it's just sad.
But this is how life works. It's funny. It becomes kind of a thing, becomes an inside joke. Then it just becomes part of your habits, right?
Yeah. It's less funny where it's just like, if he didn't do that at the party, it wouldn't have felt like that group of friends party.
Right.
Like, it's the signature.
It's the finishing move.
Moment.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And she even told me, she's like, Sandy, you're going to see his balls. It happens every time. I mean, I remember the first time she texted me a picture of that. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, I've never, like.
Yeah.
But I get it now. She was prepping me. She was prepping me.
Now,
whose house was this at? Was this his house?
No, it was another one of their friends' house.
But like, where do you sit? You don't have any undies on. Like, where do I don't. I don't want the knowledge that he's going to sit, get drunk, and sit down on my couch with nothing underneath. Like,
I mean, maybe he's got clean balls.
Too many wild cards for me.
No, like, yeah, maybe.
But then,
preps.
Is his taint clean?
Yeah,
is
like
his crack clean?
Like, he Clorox wipes. Like, he, like, look, he's been doing this long, Marcus. He's a professional. And he's trying to get the laugh, but he also wants to be sanitary. So he's prepped and ready to go. He can sit on the couch.
A guy whose balls come out as a finishing move at a party is not going to be the most sanitary person.
You don't know that for a fact. You're making a lot of assumptions here, and it's quite rude, Marcus.
Okay. If I'm in this crew, and I've dealt with Harold for years, and it's fine. That's your move. Well, cool, bro. I can't bring a new lady unless I have a sit-down with Harold and be like, look, I'm bringing a new chick. She's cool, but I don't know if she's that cool. Can you do me a favor and not pull your balls out?
No, I mean, that's not the type of party this is. You don't bring dates.
You can't ever bring a date, ever.
No, but I mean, what I'm saying is, if you get invited to this, you're like, okay, that's not bring a new person. That is the reunion of these types of friends. If you got a lady, you're not going to bring her to this type of thing.
But it's you want to, because you want to introduce her to your friends.
Unless, you know, she's cool with it. Carolyn knew I would be cool with this. Like, I love her, and her friends are kind of my friends. Like, I'm not in communication with them like she is, but you know what I mean? Like, there are certain things you just kind of accept, like, because you care about someone.
Sandy has a great point.
What's that?
If she's going to be inviting a man into her life for a serious relationship, because of the person she is, she almost has to bring them to something like this for a first date.
Sure.
Because if he can't hang with dick out, balls out guy, it ain't the guy for her. It reminds me of the first date that I took Diane on. Was I was doing this thing called blood wrestling for a radio stunt at the underground SF bar in Lower Haight.
Uh-huh.
And it was me in Speedos wrestling two porn stars in a kiddie pool full of diluted red paint.
Okay, the podcast just got a lot longer.
No, that's not. It's a different episode.
I love how he's casually throwing that in. I remember our first date. Marcus went to a Kelly Clarkson concert with his wife.
But
you had Diane watch you blood wrestle.
Blood wrestle porn stars.
The point
no less.
Is,
you had to have a disclaimer, though, right? You had to tell
male
her
or female porn stars.
I think she are. I don't know. My point is, if you're going to bring someone in and you are who you are, you better just show them right up front. It's safe. It's simpler that way,
I'd
right?
I'd much rather it be honest,
yeah,
and kind of awkward than you find out in the long run there's some secret weird shit
happening.
I mean,
think about Sandy's dating this guy for a couple months, and they're doing all the normal, going out to the steakhouse and the cute walks along the Embarcadero or the beach or whatever. And then all of a sudden she goes, now you've passed that. Now you need to know the real me. And then he's like, oh, so you're going to go to a dick out, balls out party. Okay, so I'm gone.
Yeah.
Like, that sucks.
Yeah.
He has to know right away.
And also, you can't change people. They have to want to change themselves.
Yeah.
No, you're right.
If this particular group of friends, this is just what happens. Like, I'm not there to change anyone.
Yeah,
I like my life. I like the way I'm living my life. I'm okay with it. Could I do that every weekend? No. I have too much shit to do. I'm so professional. Right. I need to
dive into this. You were saying he has, quote, gigantic balls.
Yes.
So you need to name like a real world object that the audience can imagine that are the size of this gentleman's balls.
I don't even know.
The magic eight ball.
I nicknamed that we call them a catcher's mitt because I felt like the balls were catching his dick on top of it.
So he had like a shriveled up wiener and the balls were low hangers.
It was not hard. He's a
grower, not a shower.
Yes. And he mentioned that 8,000 times.
He said, I'm a grower, not a shower.
Yeah.
Of course he did. The guy has, look, if you want to get serious for 1 second, the guy has deep rooted inferiority complex. He is always trying to prove himself. At some point in a party 20 years ago, somebody thought it was hilarious that he pulled out his balls. He wants that laugh again. That's where we're at. And, you know, to each his own. But if I had a friend that's been doing that for 20 years, at some point I'd be like, okay, bro, we've all seen your balls.
Okay, maybe it's a little offensive to normal people, but aren't we all trying to prove ourselves? Marcus, you wanted to be the MC at your own wedding. Like,
that's...
But that was
not
your
the same
way of...
I didn't pull my balls out.
But that's whipping your, like, dick out.
Agreed. And during my 20-year high school reunion, I couldn't get to the microphone fast enough. The day they asked me to MC, I was like, yes, let's do this. But I'm not pulling my cock out.
I know, but I'm just saying we all have levels of trying to feel like people like us.
Are you really snacking during the podcast?
I am. I'm relaxed. I'm just having cucumbers. Sorry.
No, I hear you.
But do you know what I mean? Like, granted, public nudity probably looked frowned upon. It was in a house. And it honestly, I know you're totally judging the shit out of this, but it made for some great laughs. We all made jokes about it. We talked about it.
So the people are that have gone to these parties for a long time are as entertained by this as you were.
They're used
I would be
to
so
it.
Over
they're
it. Used to it. I'd be over it.
No, they're used to it. It's just part of it how it is.
Yeah.
But because they brought a new person in,
right.
The new
okay.
person gets to experience
it. I got you.
It.
Right. I got you.
So when he first whipped it out, I ran away because I wasn't ready.
Yeah.
And I turned my head and I was like, whoa. And then he bent over and they were hanging super low.
Then he bent over. That's the worst. That's the worst angle ever.
Yeah, when you actually, I know.
Was he shaved?
Yes.
That's cool.
Okay, so he's a professional on some level.
I'm
not judging him. I'm just telling you, I think it's lame.
Yeah,
there's a difference.
Yeah,
I just think there's we've moved. Let's evolve. Case in point, I had a very awkward. I'll wrap with this. I had a very awkward moment happen at my kid's 7th birthday party. All the kids were playing, all the parents were hanging around, and we're a very tight-knit group.
Yeah.
There was one new mom, and she seemed cool, but my other neighbors, my wife and I, and the third party, we're all super inappropriate. And we were talking about working at a video store when they were like teenagers, and the lady was like, yeah, the new mom was like, I lasted there one day because the owner was super inappropriate. And then one of my other buddies was like, is anybody a fan of the movie Clerks? And if you've ever seen Clerks, you know it's one of the most inappropriate movies ever made. There's the most famous scenes are talking about what a snowball is, talking about how many dicks some girl sucked on her way to the parking lot, and talking about like sex in the butt. Those are the three big scenes in the movie. And so when he brings up Clerks, I'm like trying to give him the signal, like, dude, we are in mixed company. I don't know this lady. Which scene are you going with? Are you going with snowball, dicks in the parking lot, or anal? I'm trying to like telegraph this to him, and he starts in on the anal. I'm like, oh, let's not talk about that. We don't know this lady. She's not cool yet. And I think she got mildly offended.
Did she answer?
No. Oh. I quickly cut him off. Like, that's not appropriate
that's
talk right this
That's a weird question
minute.
To ask someone.
What's that?
I mean, like, I don't know.
I was trying to telegraph it to him without actually saying it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, which part of the movie are you going to bring up, bro? Because none of it's appropriate. We don't know this lady well enough.
Yeah.
So you can't bring new people into your circle. I guess that's the part that's annoying me.
Unless they've been vetted and you trust them. That's the thing.
Yeah. But Jason, so you say to your wife, hey, listen, we're going to go to this party. These are my best friends. Harold might pull his cock out at some point.
Yeah.
I mean, if
what's
that's
she gonna say?
That.
If that's the crowd I run in, then you know what, honey? Buckle up. Because if you can't deal with this, you can't deal with me.
Okay. All right.
I mean, seriously, that's what it boils down to.
Mr. Naked Wrestle with porn stars.
Not everybody is married and has kids, and
I know you have
a more quiet lifestyle, and that's okay, but some people are partying still.
My only point is, like, at some point, that just has to be exhausting and annoying for everybody else. Maybe they just have seen it so many times they don't care.
I mean, if you graduate from it, then you graduate from it and you don't go. But the people that want to go and want to laugh at his dick for the 100th time, why not?
Any one of us, if we're under the influence, becomes that person that insert whatever. What do you do when you're having a lot of fun or you're relaxed or you're in your zone?
Right.
Whatever that zone is, you know?
You know what would be a funny thing
karaoke,
to talk
about? I hate karaoke, and I sang the shit out of it on
Saturday.
Yeah,
Philadelphia Freedom. That's what's up.
I know. But that's because I was drinking.
I'm talking out loud here, but would it be a fun topic on the air to talk about what you think your nickname at the party is?
No.
No?
Okay. No.
Never mind. Like, Harold would be guy that takes pants off and shows balls.
Nah.
Balls guy.
What would you be?
That doesn't really have a ring to it, Marcus.
Yeah, you're right. I don't even know. I hadn't even vetted out.
Wait, when you and your dad sit in the backyard?
We have parties, thank you. I had a party over the weekend. We drank a lot of tequila. They drank me out of Prosecco. What do you want from me?
All right.
Mm-hmm. All right, we've peaked. Let's wrap up. Listen, thanks for listening to the podcast. Let's see. If you want to follow us online at Marcus and Sandy for a much more family-friendly morning radio show in San Francisco and the Bay Area, I'm at It's Marcus D.
I'm at Sandy Steck, SandyStec.
Radio Jason D on Instagram.
Appreciate you very much. We'll talk to you next week.